Oh boy, it says we're live. What's up, everyone? Aaron Negler here with Cheesehead TV, coming to you live on Wednesday afternoon. It is June something or other, 23rd, I think. Is that right? June 24th. I'm behind the times. Good to see everybody. Big B is here. Of course, Big B is here. Good to see everybody. I wanted to talk because, you know, it's the off season. There's nothing going on. There's no news. There's pictures of David Bakhtiari and Aaron Rodgers running on sand slash a beach slash making me insanely nervous. And, you know, I know they got to work out and you could do anything at any time. And guys working out, that's part of the business and blah, blah. But on the sand, really, really, guys, really. I'm just going to, you know, as I said on Twitter, watch through my fingertips. Watch my hands over my face and just kind of peek. That's fine. It's good. You got to get your workout in. I'm happy for you. But there isn't a whole lot of Packers news going on right now. So I thought I would talk about some Packers books. Give you guys kind of a journey of all my favorites. Now, there are a number of books that I do not have with me that are either in my parents' home in Wisconsin, where I generally like to read stuff during the season. I have it with me, blah, blah, blah. Or I have lost along the way to friends, family, whatever. And this is a call out to all of them to return my Packers books. But I just wanted to go through. I have a ton here. So just something for you guys to pay attention to and or seek out if you're looking for something Packers related to read over the summer, because this is the time, right? This is the depths. We're about to enter the wasteland of the off season, truly, where the Packers now are not doing anything in regards to their off season program, Zoom meetings or no, nothing is going on. Hopefully no one gets arrested. So there's nothing going on. Bryson, thanks for the super chat. Watched some Reggie White while I worked out. And I'm reminded how much of a bitch I am. No. Do not compare yourself to the Minister of Defense. Few mortals can live up to that standard. All right. So without further ado, my first book I wanted to show everybody, the 1943 official National Football League roster and record manual. It's not a Packers book per se, but it does feature Don Hudson on the cover. It is still in the plastic, as you see. And this was a gift from Corey Behnke a couple years ago for Christmas. And I absolutely am astounded that he gave this to me. I have a number of Packers annuals, NFL annuals back in the 40s, a bit more rare. This is incredible. I highly recommend going on eBay slash any kind of, basically any kind of auction site where they have rare NFL stuff. You'll find things like this. It's incredible. Just seeing the names involved, seeing the records that were set, it's pretty outstanding. Next up, I wanted to talk about Michael O'Brien's Vince. This, before David Marinus came along and wrote the definitive Vince Lombardi biography and also one of the greatest biographies ever written on any subject anywhere, this was a great book, and it still is. If you see this, if you find this, say at a garage sale, maybe on eBay, whatever, this is actually a very, very good biography of Vince Lombardi that never gets talked about now because it has been completely surpassed. But there are some great moments and or anecdotes and observations of Vince's life in this book by O'Brien, which is highly recommended by yours truly. Lombardi and Me. This was, obviously here it is credited to Ball Horning, but it is basically not everyone, but lots of guys who played with and or worked with Vince Lombardi. Lombardi and Me, this is an outstanding book. There are great anecdotes throughout his tenure in Green Bay. The thing that strikes you most when you read this book is what an instant impression meant to a lot of these guys and how Vince completely commanded the room and never wavered. it's one thing to, and he lost a lot of games early on. People don't talk about that a lot, but he lost plenty of games early on in his Green Bay tenure. And to a man, everyone talks about how they never saw a crack. They never saw him waver. Vince Lombardi, Lombardi and Me. Check it out. Fantastic book. Chuck Carlson was the kind of, I guess, in the when I was growing up at reading the Appleton Post Crescent, Chuck did a lot of the early, to my way of consuming Packers media, obviously, kind of scene setting when it came to the Packers, when it came to, you know, the where the Packers were in the landscape locally, if not so much nationally. They were terrible when I was growing up, so I consumed every morsel I could. Chuck did, you know, he was there. He was absolutely a fly on the wall for everything going on with the team, especially back then when you actually had some kind of access as a reporter. This book, I highly recommend it. Just Tales from the Sideline. There's lots of stuff both from his tenure on the beat and afterwards, but it's good reading. It's not, you know, it's not great literature, but it is absolutely fantastic reading for any Packers fan. I wanted to do this is not strictly a Packers book. It's probably the only one that isn't strictly Packers in this kind of compendium of Packers titles that I've put together here. But I did want to give a shout out to Bob McGinn and the Super Bowl, the ultimate Super Bowl book. Look, you guys know Bob and I, we're not friends. We'll never exchange Christmas cards. But this book is fucking phenomenal. And it chronicles every Super Bowl through, I'm not sure. There was a, he did do an update after this. I think after the Packers won in 2010. I think this goes up right before then. Highly, I cannot recommend this book enough. It is fucking phenomenal. And I would just like to show you guys, this is February 2011, inscription from said one Bob McGinn. Bob, who you know hated my guts when I got hired by the Green Bay Press Gazette, spent 2 hours belittling me, roasting me, telling everyone with Gannett what a mistake they'd made for hiring me. Oh, but here's his inscription. To Aaron, a hardcore football book for a hardcore football guy. Hope you love it. All the best, Bob McGinn. Thanks for that, Bob. You're a complete dick to me and lots of Packers fans, but you wrote a great, phenomenal football book. So I wanted to give you a shout out. This is one. This was the commemorative edition from when the Packers won the Super Bowl back in 2011 or 2010, whatever that team was. Four by Charles Woodson, Mike McCarthy contributed, etc. I will say this book has some of the best photos you will ever see. I mean, look at that. I just flipped to that. Come on. Anyway, one. Again, most of these you can probably find on eBay and or anywhere online. This book is phenomenal as a chronicle of game by game, right up to the Super Bowl, everything that transpired that season. Highly recommended. Now this, oh my gosh, Favre. Brett mother effing Favre. Look, there, I can't even begin to describe how awesome this book is. It includes a DVD, which I have not opened because I know it's all NFL film stuff I've already seen. But Favre, everything he did with the Packers, his awesomeness, his greatness, encapsulated right here. Green Bay, a city and its team. Now, Cliff Kristol has kind of torn this book apart as the historian for not only the Packers, but for a lot of Green Bay as a going concern. I will say it is still an awesome coffee table book, something that you can put out, you can look at every time again. There are amazing images, and the thing that this book has that most do not is a comparison of what things were then and what they are now, as far as okay, here's this building back in 1929. Here's what it looked like then. Here's what that spot looks like now in 2000, whatever. This book, while the text may not be 100% reliable, the images are absolutely incredible. And I cannot recommend it enough as far as just getting a sense of where things have come from when the Packers were founded and when the Packers began to where the Packers are now in the modern era, the modern day, and just a great perspective on how not only the Packers have changed, but how life in America has changed. This book, Green Bay, a city and its team. And also, I'll do this probably a couple times during this presentation, if you will. got to give a shout out to my boy here. You guys know where I'm going. So anyone who knows this knows where I'm going with it. This picture, there's a picture featured in here. This picture, right there. You see it. There's Ted Thompson. That is, I believe, I don't want to say the night before, but the week of leading up to the Super Bowl. That picture is taken by Cheesehead TV co-founder Corey Banky. Right there. And I believe it is the greatest photo of Ted Thompson ever taken while he was general manager of the Green Bay Packers. Corey has that picture in his office. It is fucking phenomenal. It is one of the rare photos you'll ever see of Ted smiling. And it captures his essence and his joy and his love for the franchise and for the game of football. Corey, major shout out. All right, now we're going to keep going. I've kind of put this into three different sections. That first section is what I just finished was you should have these. You know, these are good books in the Packers, everyone should own. And again, this is not an exhaustive list, but these are books that I love, that I've had forever, that I think every Packers fan should read. Now we're going to get on to the second level. There are three levels. First level, you should have this. Second level, I question your Packers fandom. If you haven't read this book already, go out and get it as soon as you can. The first one is The Lombardi Legacy from Dave Robinson. This book really goes into a lot as far as Dave's time with the Packers. Clearly, in the last couple of years, we've heard a lot from Dave as far as his teammates have passed away, whatever. He always gets called on to the radio. I spoke to him with iHeart a couple of weeks ago. I cannot recommend this book enough as far as Dave's experience coming to Green Bay and the impact Lombardi had on him, not only professionally, but as a man. The Lombardi Legacy. Speaking of Lombardi, the Vince Lombardi Playbook. This book is crazy because, like, you see it on the shelf. I'm sure you have. If you are a Packers fan and you've gone to a bookstore in the last 20 years, you've seen this book and you think, oh, you know, whatever. It's probably just some easy put together thing, some pictures, whatever. No, it's got literally Vince Lombardi's handwritten notes on his plays, on his philosophies, some fantastic like deep dives into his playbook. This is fucking gold. I love this book. I have had this book basically since it came out. Cannot recommend it enough just for anybody who A, loves the Packers and B, wants to find out more about Vince and football. And speaking of Vince and football, I would be remiss if I did not mention Vince Lombardi on football. Now, this originally was two books, it was two volumes. And what I love, there's a little piece of history here when it comes to the modern era because Mike Sherman, who many of you have maligned as a coach, who I love as a coach, was a terrible GM, obviously. But he used to talk about how he would get in trouble, Mike Sherman would, for being caught after bedtime reading these books underneath his sheets with a flashlight. I thankfully have never had to, you know, be secretive about my love for this book. I often post it on Instagram on Sundays when I talk about, hey, I'm spending Sunday with the Bible. This is it. You get not only, you know, Lombardi about every position, how the game is played, how things should be done, etc. You also get his handwritten, hand-drawn plays. I love this book. This is the football Bible right here, because so much of this is still applicable to everything you see on Sundays and or in the game today. And the final book of the second of three sections. That's right. It's Bart Starr, Quarterbacking. You see this. I got this literally. This is secondhand, discarded from a library. I got this on eBay. Bart Starr wrote a book about quarterbacking. And obviously, some of it is dated. But, dude, let me tell you. This book has every single aspect of playing the position broken down, complete with how to hold your hands as you're getting the snap from center. I mean, that's the level of detail in this book. Again, some of it is dated. There's zero question about that. But Bart Starr, Quarterbacking. This is one of my prized possessions. My girls will tell you. Like, I have this prominently placed in my apartment. I love this book. Okay, now, finally, the last tier of three. Hold on. Michael, I love it. I respected Mike Sherman more after the whole Clifton Sapp thing. Couldn't agree more. Mike Sherman cared, man. Mike Sherman not only cared about his players, Mike Sherman cared about being a Green Bay Packer. Some guys give it lip service. Mike really meant it. That's all I'll say about that. Okay. Final tier. The Packer Way. Ron Wolf. This is actually, as you see here, an advanced uncorrected proof. I got this early on. Ron Wolf talks about not only his time with the Packers, obviously, but his thoughts on leadership, organization. I love his screed against committees and meetings in general, but especially search committees. This book taught me more about managing people than any class I've ever taken, any experience I've ever had. This book tells you all you need to know, not only about how Ron formed his time with the Packers, set the Packers on a path to greatness for decades, but just how he saw being a leader, the Packer Way. Check it out. Now, many of you have seen and or read this, Gunslinger. Jeff Perlman, legendary book, legendary player. My only regret with this book is that Jeff got a lot of stories that I'd already heard and or knew about. I had hoped, especially after reading Sweetness, Boys Will Be Boys, his books on Walter Payton and the Cowboys. I heard tons of stuff, knew tons of stuff afterwards that I didn't know before. I thought he was going to unveil a lot with Brett that I hadn't known. Turns out I know a lot about Brett, apparently. So there's not a ton in here that if you're a super huge monster Brett Favre fan like myself, not a ton in here you don't already know. However, this is an excellent narrative, an excellent kind of line through line of Brett's life and career and time, not only in Green Bay, but prior to Green Bay. Brett Favre is a complicated human. I have many conflicting emotions about him throughout not only his time in Green Bay, but obviously after. But this book is a must read for any Green Bay Packers fan. Speaking of must reads, pretty much all of these from now on are must reads, but Life After Favre, Phil Hanrahan. Probably the first author to ever contact Corey and I about an interview and or wanting us to be included in a narrative, but Life After Favre chronicles the tumultuous transition from Brett Favre to Aaron Rodgers. Outstanding work from Phil here. He has a new version. I actually have it up there, but he has a new version in paperback, which has additional chapters after the transition. But this book Can't recommend it enough as far as what Favre, look at this. I love this. Kids, Favre jersey and a Rodgers jersey. Just a great window into what life was like around Green Bay through that time. He obviously chronicles everything from Rodgers being drafted to the moving on from Brett to Aaron, including family night when Aaron got booed. I was there that night with my oldest. It's a night I'll never forget, and Phil absolutely captures it perfectly in this book. Okay, can't recommend that enough. Now, speaking of books that mention Cheesehead TV, The People's Team, Mark Beach. Anybody who's followed Cheesehead TV for the last year or so knows we had Mark on Packer Transplants to pub the release of this book. I'm here to tell you, I know the Packers are finally starting to grind to life the publicity machine for Cliff Crystal's book, which I'm sure will be a must read. It's not out yet. But holy Mother Mary of God, if you are a Green Bay Packers fan and you want to know anything about your team over the last 100 fucking years, 100 years, Mark has it in this book. It's incredible. And I will say, okay, look, we all know the story, essentially, especially if you're one of the 100 people here on a Wednesday afternoon in June in 2020. You guys know the history of the team. You guys know what's up. He illuminated Cheesehead TV's place in the pantheon of Packers coverage better than I ever could have, more than I ever would have thought. Like, what is this whole internet kind of coverage of the team and Packers blogs and fans and blah, blah, blah. Mark has a handle on it. But outside of that, incredible, incredible view of the 100 years of Packers existence. Get it, people. Now, obviously, these are the final three. I got three more books, which are my absolute favorites. Instant Replay, probably the most famous book of all the possible tomes that have been penned about the Green Bay Packers. Jerry Kramer with Dick Schaap. Lots can be said about it. A lot has been said about it, written about it. Just pick it up and read it if you haven't. Jerry's voice is great, and his unique insight into that team and their journey is augmented by Dick Schaap. Dick Schaap is a legend, obviously. And Jerry was, he caught a lot of shit for this. A lot of people were wary of him, not only during the season while he was writing it, but afterwards, like, can we trust you, etc. The man is a legend. The man is finally, rightfully, in the Hall of Fame. Read his book. It's incredible. Now, second to last, I will say this to me, it's funny because, okay, our co-owner here at Cheesehead TV, Jersey Al, is probably, to my mind, that I have ever met, the biggest Bart Starr fan that I know. Like, outside of my grandma and grandpa who passed away years ago, Al is the one human I've ever talked to who idolizes Bart Starr more than them, and that more than I do, more than anyone I know. He didn't know this book existed until I put it up on Instagram. And I talked about this on Monday during our chat. America's Quarterback, this biography of Bart Starr, is absolutely one of the most underrated, most underappreciated books and or biographies in modern history. I cannot stress enough how, if you are a Packers fan and you want to know about Bart Starr, which you should generally as a Packers fan, but absolutely 1,000,000,000% as a Packers fan, you should want to know, who was Bart Starr? What was he like? What was he all about? Read this book. Can't recommend it enough. It really goes into everything from his time in Alabama to when he was drafted in the 17th round for Green Bay to everything that he experienced as a pro football player, his relationship with his wife, his relationship with the team and the city. I can't, Rawhide Boys Ranch, everything. It's all in here. This book is so underrated and no one knows about it. Go tell your friends, tell your family you want America's Quarterback for Christmas or for your birthday or whatever. This book needs to be read and consumed by every Packers fan in the world because it's outstanding. Now, finally, last book, last one, you guys know. I know everyone here, every nerd in Packers fandom knows this book. And if you don't, I don't know what the hell you're doing. Stop watching this video. Go read this book. It's When Pride Still Mattered by David Marinus. Not only, it is the greatest, and I'm not exaggerating, the greatest sports biography ever written. It is possibly one of the greatest biographies on any subject ever written. And the chapter that completely sells it and or cements it for me is when David writes about Lombardi packing up his family after he's got the Packers job and they drive across the country, obviously from New York. And the New York Green Bay connection is obviously so personal to me because Wisconsin and Green Bay and New York, that's my life, right? But that drive from New York with his family being loud and boisterous and, oh, it's a new adventure and I got this new job and the family and we're all excited, rounding Chicago and, oh, Chicago, big city. Oh, it's like New York. Oh, we're like, and then all of a sudden, the way David describes that turn around Chicago and then all of a sudden up through the southern part of Wisconsin to Milwaukee. And of course, this drive was being made, I believe, in February when it's like the lunar fucking surface in Wisconsin. And there's no sign of life anywhere. It's just cold and snowy and desolate. Dave captures it so perfectly. And I was going to read it, but like, I don't want to read it because I would just not do it justice. Go read it. Read the whole book. But that part specifically is some of the greatest writing I have ever read because I have experienced it. Anyone who's ever gone from Chicago up to Wisconsin in the middle of February knows exactly what that drive is like. And Dave captures it so perfectly. Now, obviously, everything about Lombardi's time in Green Bay is captured in this book. David does an amazing job throughout, not only from his time in Green Bay, but his time growing up in New York, his parents, his heritage, everything about it. His time leaving Green Bay, going to Washington and coaching. Everything about this book is amazing. It gives you incredible insight, not only to Lombardi, but the Packers, their time becoming the dynasty that they were, some of the fallout afterwards. This book is indispensable for any Green Bay Packers fan. All right, everybody. I'm going to have to go. Can't thank you guys enough. Thank you so much. Thanks for everybody in the comment section. Sorry I couldn't answer any questions today. I just wanted to get that out of my system. There's so many great Packers books. There's Fritz Schirmer on defense. That's at my parents' house. There's a number of other books. That first season. The Eisenberg book on Vince Lombardi's first season in Green Bay, which is outstanding and really sets the tone. We actually had John on Packer Transplants when that book came out to promote it, help promote it. There are so many great Packers books. This is only a fraction of them. Go seek them out. Go read about the Packers. You've got months now. Well, months, a couple months, hopefully, until the Packers are back in action. Take this time, learn about your team, learn about your history. And thank you so much for sitting here and listening to some idiot talk about Packers books he likes. Can't thank you guys enough. If you enjoy Cheesehead TV, if you enjoy what we do, please consider hitting like on this video. Hit subscribe on the channel. Tell your friends. Tell your family. Cheesehead TV. We're devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a good night.